Good evening, everyone. Thank you for your patience. Apologies for the previous viewing. That was unprofessional of me, and I thank my colleague, Councillor Street, for proposing that I call an adjournment to the meeting. We have had an adjournment, and Councillor Grace and myself have spoken in the tea room. Councillor Grace, do you have anything to say?
Mayor, Acting Mayor, I just want to apologise, but I'm very passionate, and if I get out of hand, I'm very sorry about that. But I do apologise, and I will sit at the meeting, and we will continue on. Thank you, and I'm sorry about that.
Thank you, Councillor Grace. I accept your apology, and I do enjoy your passion when it is called for. So I think we have all made our contributions on the amendment. Councillor Fox has flagged an amendment.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I don't have the document in front of me, but what I would like to do is, in item A, remove the word grant and replace it with the word consider, that Council is prepared to consider a partial rate remission and fee relief for the Callis Group development in item A. And I have a seconder.
Well, I might just ask before that if the mover and the seconder are amenable to that change.
I'm happy with that.
Councillor Grace, are you happy with the amendment as proposed by Councillor Fox, which is to replace the word grant with that Council is prepared to consider a partial rate remission and fee relief for the Callis Group development at Margate? Yes.
Can I speak to that?
No, I don't know that you can, because you've already spoken and the mover and seconder have accepted your proposal.
Thank you.
Is that right? All right.
Could I ask? Could I ask for an amendment to where it mentions just the supermarket? Could I amend that to take that out, that wording?
I'll just get some advice from the General Manager on that, Councillor Grace.
Thank you.
Through you, Chair, Councillor Grace, as a seconder of the original motion, you're not in a position to move an amendment to it.
And with that, I would ask Councillor Reet to sum up, if she would like to sum up the motion she moved.
Thank you. Just briefly, because I think we need to move on to other business. But I thank everyone for their contributions. I do totally respect that this is a difficult issue for us to deal with, and I think there have been some very good arguments put forward, you know, both for and against this. But I do hope that we can take this to the next step, and that is seek some legal advice and a recommendation to come back to us within the next 6 weeks, so that we can look at what a firm proposal would look like to consider for this development, because I do believe it is in the interests of the Margate community if this proceeds. So hopefully we can pass this motion and have this debate again in about 6 weeks' time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Reet. We have before us a request for rates relief, moved by Councillor Reet and seconded by Councillor Grace, that A, Council is prepared to consider a partial rate remission and fee relief for the Callis Group development at Margate, B, that Council officers seek legal advice to enable a targeted remission to be forwarded on to the anchor tenant, in brackets supermarket, of the development, C, that the remission paid be capped at 2 years, and D, that officers bring a further report back to Council no later than 31 July 2022. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? We have a division. Those in favour, please raise your hand. We have Councillors Grace, Wass, Midgley, Gladewright, Street, Bastone, Westwood and Reet. And those against is Councillors Cordova and Fox. The motion is carried. I will now very gladly hand the chair back to Councillor Reid. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, we are moving on to page 13. Waste Management Joint Authority with a recommendation on page 15. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. Nobody wants to speak now. I have a mover in Councillor Wass, seconder in Councillor Cordova. Councillor Wass.
Thank you, Mayor. This has been circulated to the public and submissions sought, and no submissions were received. We need to move on and approve the proposed rules which have been presented to us, and I think at this stage we authorise the General Manager to undertake all the necessary actions to enable the establishment of this new joint authority so it's up and running.
Thank you, Councillor Wass. I've got Councillor Midgley and then Councillor Fox.
Thank you, Mayor. It was interesting that there was no public submissions received, and also noted that it was just through the City of Hobart's consultation page. Why do we think no feedback from the community was received in regards to this? Everyone thought it was just all fantastic, or it wasn't exciting. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's a rhetorical question, because I really don't know how to answer that. I don't know why people didn't want to engage.
Right.
I mean, it's not the sexiest topic in the world, really, is it?
But waste is. Well, anyway, depends what you do with it.
Oh, please don't go there.
So in regards to also the cost, the one thing that concerns me about this is, I guess, and I have supported this along the way, but I guess it's the cost, really, of this authority, and that, I guess, is just something that we're going to ride with, really, because that's the way that it goes. But that's the really biggest concern around this, the cost of the board and the chair, and actually the cost for councils and other contributors, and actually what they achieve. So I just wanted to make that and put that on record. I know when there was conversation on the radio in regards to this, that was also really a big concern in regards to how much the board and the authority would actually be paid to continue. So I really just wanted to note that and put that on record.
Thank you, Councillor Midgley. Next, I have Councillor Fox.
I noticed on page 14, item 5.3, well, basically under finance, that the joint authority will be paid for from the waste levy, but there is a delay for that to come on board for 6 months, and it states here on page 15 that the money will be covered by the Joint Authority Councils, and until that state government funding comes in. And I'm wondering whether we as one of the councils involved, or all of the councils, will be refunded once that money is received. And how much money will it actually be?
Mr. Reeve.
Through Mayor, look, it's a little bit uncertain at this stage of how it might actually work, so it's more of a verbal commitment more than anything to actually fund all the regional groups in Tasmania there, and this would form part of the Southern Regional Group. And in terms of the timing, that's also a little bit unclear as well. Clearly the waste levy, which is where this will be funded from, comes into play in the new financial year. As to when those funds then would be able to be distributed to various projects is not something that we're aware of at this stage there. So that's why we've sort of allowed for, 6 months of council payments towards it. It may well be that they're not sunk funds. It may well be that they will actually reimburse those. But I couldn't give you a clear answer on that at this stage.
Thank you, Mr. Reeve. Any further speakers? If not, I'll put the motion Councillor Wass, did you want to sum up? No, thank you. As printed on page 15, it was moved by Councillor Wass and seconded by Councillor Cordova. All those in favour? Against? motion is carried unanimously. We move now to page 16, the petition for the Taroona Bowls Club car park with a recommendation on page 18. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. Moved Councillor Grace, seconded Councillor Fox. Thank you. Councillor Grace?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. It's for the upgrade of the park between the Taroona Bowls Club and the Tennis Club. The request will be in our next financial capital works budget, so I think they should be quite happy with that.
Thank you, Councillor Grace. Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. To echo Councillor Grace's sentiments there, it is a... I think that this is a good win by... Obviously, the budget is in its final form at the moment for this financial year, but for 2023-24, to consider this request as part of that capital budget, I think, is a good thing. And as the photos clearly demonstrate in the report, and I've been to that, I parked in that car park myself, and so I well know that, particularly at night time, travelling from the car park into the building can be a bit precarious. But I do note also that there are other situations of sporting clubs around the municipality which face similar difficulties, and I really like the way that Council has and will continue its methodical approach of dealing with those and making sure that we do have safe entry and egress to our sporting facilities and indeed all facilities throughout the municipality so that we do make sure that we have universal access. And so I do think that even though I would have liked it to have happened sooner, I really do commend those who put forward this petition, and it's a really good example of democracy in action where this issue has been raised, there's been a community outpouring and Council is responding, and I hope that it progresses quickly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cordova. Next I've got Councillor Westwood and then Councillor Glowdright.
Thank you. I'm wondering if the mover and seconder would consider a slight amendment to what we have before us. At 9.3 of the report, it says, it is recommended that the upgrade of the area be fully scoped, costed and listed for consideration as part of Council's 2023-24 capital budget deliberations. I understand that the fully scoped and costed part of what is highlighted at 9.3 is implicit in the recommendation, but it isn't specifically mentioned, and I would propose that we add that the clubs be advised that the upgrade of the area will be fully scoped and costed, and that Council would consider the request as part of the 2023-24 capital budget. The reason for making it explicit as opposed to implicit is that I guess there's no guarantees that will be funded as part of the 23-24 budget, but if it is fully scoped and costed, it will allow those clubs to potentially seek alternate funding. Otherwise, I flag that I'll move to amend what we have in front of us.
Okay, so Councillor Grace and Councillor Fox as the mover and the seconder, are you happy with that amendment? Yep. Councillor Fox?
As long as Mr. Reeve is happy.
Mr. Reeve, you look happy, don't you?
Three, Mayor, I'm always happy.
But it's
yeah, look, that's fine. I guess in terms of how we'd go through any bid, we'd have to actually scope the whole thing out and cost it, then it goes through our bid sheet that we actually have for it to go up through the 23-24 session. So it is implicit, but don't have a problem if you want to add those words in there.
Could we just get the words read out again for Mrs. Morton?
So it would read that the organiser of the petition seeking an upgrade of the parking area between the Taroona Bowls and tennis clubs be advised that the upgrade of the area will be fully scoped.
Hang on. Stop.
Upgrade of the area will be fully scoped and costed, and that Council will consider the request as part of its 23-24 capital budget. Deliberations. So deliberations on the end of that.
Could I just add one thing to that, Deputy Mayor? Or if funds could be found?
I think that would change the intent.
Yep. Okay, so can I just, now that we've got the words on the screen, Councillors Grace and Fox, are you happy with that proposed amendment? Thank you. Councillor Westwood.
Thank you to the mover and seconder. I think that the car park could definitely do with some TLC. It's certainly something that the clubs have been asking for, and I think to consider it as part of the CapEx expenditure for the 23-24 budget is a sensible response to the petition that we have before us.
Thank you, Councillor Westwood. Councillor Glaidwright.
Thank you. I was just wondering if there's any state or federal grants that would be applicable to this at all.
Mr. Reeve.
Through you, Mayor. None immediately come to mind. Having said that, there is grants that actually do support sporting clubs from time to time that do come up, and obviously we would be either looking for those ourselves or would be encouraging the club to also look out for those as well at the same time. But in absence of that, I still think the recommendation as it is provides a good way forward for council.
But, sorry, through you, Mayor, is there an assurance that we'll be seeking those grants?
Mr. Reeve.
Through you, Mayor. Look, I think there's an assurance that we'll seek any grants we can actually find at any given stage. So we are aware of a number of projects we might actually have, which we potentially can put forward for grants if they come forward, and we make sure that we actually do that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry. Had to get a tissue. Right. Any further speakers? If not, Councillor Grace, did you want to sum up? Thank you. So we've got the. It's now the amendment. Well, it's an. It was a agreed amendment. So I'll just read the final recommendation as proposed: that the organiser of the petition seeking an upgrade of the parking area between the Taruna Bowls and Tennis Clubs be advised that the upgrade of the area will be fully scoped and costed, and that Council will consider the request as part of its 2023-24 capital budget deliberations. Moved by Councillor Grace, seconded by Councillor Fox. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. We move now to page 20, Community Grants, Round 2 for 21-22, with a recommendation on page 21. Looking for a mover and a seconder. Councillor Westwood. Oh, Councillor Cordover. Councillor Westwood.
Thank you, Mayor. We have before us a report on a Community Grants Round Number 2 for 2021-22. The purpose of the report is to provide Council with recommendations of funding allocations for projects from Round 2 of the grant round for this financial year. The assessment panel has recommended grant funding totalling $18,671.43. There was $24,340 available to expend, so the full amount has not is not quite recommended for expenditure. But some of the grants, some of the applications, sorry, I believe did not quite meet the criteria. There are a number of applications here from some really great community organisations, and I support the ones that have been recommended, and I look forward to seeing them. I look forward to seeing the projects that the grant funding supports being rolled out across the community.
Thank you very much. Councillor Fox and then Councillor Bastone.
I have a number of questions, Mayor. On page 22, item 2, is the Loaves and Fishes group, is that a church group?
Up in the north.
It's in the north of the state.
In
and
the
they're
northwest.
A charitable organisation. Sorry, is that all right? Sorry. I use them for work.
Thank you. Thank you, through you, Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Midgley. They aren't a Kingborough-based organisation. This is for a Kingborough-based event. And so this was why, because of their broad statewide focus, the panel only supported the event component, and that's why we didn't grant the full amount.
Thank you. And the item five, the Kingston Beach Surf Life Saving Club, it doesn't actually state what they're going to spend this money on.
Through you, Mayor. The full details of the grants are in the councillor's room, the applications, but this was for a program for older people. It was involved a number of activities down at Kingston Beach, including yoga, and the funding was mainly to support the yoga instructor.
So we're paying $2,900 for a yoga
instructor. Well, it wasn't just that. There's a whole range of activities that they've proposed, and it's a multi-week program. And it's very similar and aligned with our Learning for Life program, and that was why we thought we could actually talk to them about how we can co-promote, because there's a lot of synergy with what they're offering.
Thank you. And item seven, I'm disappointed that we seem to have a policy that we don't support schools, particularly when this particular project involves NAIDOC, which is supporting Aboriginal awareness and education. And I am not very happy with the recommendation that we don't support this application for only $250.
Through you, Mayor, we have raised this in previous grant rounds. The Education Department are a well-funded organisation that the schools can access funding from. We have funded a school association application. We have not funded a school application. We feel there is a strong difference in terms of where they can access funding.
Although it does say in the report that this needs to be refined because it's a bit ambivalent.
Yes, but we have been consistent in our application of this over the last few rounds.
Okay, and the other item, what is exactly on item 14, the Gormley Park application? I know it's a well-attended sport and the grant would reduce the need for plastic bottles. What is it they're going to do that's going to reduce the need for plastic bottles?
They had a number of aspects to this, but one of the key ones was installation of a water fountain so that people could refill their water bottles.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Next, I've got Councillor Bastone, then Councillor Cordover, then Councillor Midgley.
Thank you. I would just like to ask a question about number 12, the Net Zero Channel Action Group, launching Tasmania's first carbon neutral community. It doesn't actually say what they're going to do, it just says it benefits the community. And in accordance with the guidelines, the recommended grant for each recipient totals no more than 50% of the grant project cost. So I'm asking, what are they actually going to do that we're giving them $2,900 for?
Dr. Stevenson.
Through you, Mayor. We did get a bit of information about this at the last Kingborough Community Forum. It's quite an extensive project that the Community Association have been engaged with in terms of engaging with residents to help them map their own carbon neutral plans. They've had speaker events. They've got banners that they've commissioned. It's quite a large
focus. That's why I'm asking.
Helping to deliver an extensive program that deals with all the members of that community to help reduce their to understand their how they can reduce their carbon emissions at a household level.
Can I suggest that it should be the Net Zero Kettering Action Group, because as far as I know, everyone else in the channel is not going to be part of it.
That may be a typographical error on my part, although I know that they are looking at expanding beyond Kettering.
I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Councillor Cordover and then Councillor Midgley.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank everybody involved in that staff, and that's the councillors, and it's also the panel, and of course the community organisations themselves for the terrific work that they do. And it always is an uplifting experience seeing the broad range and the exciting opportunities that are presented when we do receive these grants. I was a strong proponent. I still am a strong proponent for increasing the community grant amount from $40,000 to $60,000. And you can see from the range of successful grants the terrific work that is happening, and so I commend all the successful recipients. I also wanted to make the point that I think that we need to change the way that we do the grants. For example, some of these have already been highlighted. When we're looking at item 7 and item 8, so this is that we didn't fund Taruna High School for NAIDOC Week, but we are funding Taruna High School Association for what sounds like an amazing project, Sharing Taruna's Underwater Wonders Interpretation Panel on the school foreshore. I wonder if we can do more in terms of outreach to encourage, for example, had NAIDOC Week celebrations been put through the Taruna High School Association, maybe we would have been able to fund them. So, you know, if there are little loopholes like that, then I think we should be doing everything we can to make sure that we are funding really good things. And I recognise the Department of Education has their own funding. However, I wouldn't say that they're well funded. And I am aware that we also do, you know, when sports clubs or individuals who are winning large national competitions, you know, they do seek donations from us, and there's mayoral donations and things like that. So I just think we need to really carefully revise those criteria, because I would like to see the scope of the criteria expanded. And on that note, I will ask a question. When we look at item 13, Blackmans Bay District Cricket Club asking for new uniforms for their 50th anniversary, the discussion point there is that it could be self-funded or club-funded. And I just wanted to tease out exactly how we determine that criteria, subjective though it may be, because I would make the point that probably all of this, in a way, could be self-funded, and that's the point of the community grants, is that they don't have to be self-funded, that we will lean in to help these community groups. So can I just get a bit more detail about how we determine what counts as, well, in this case you can be self-funded, but in that case you shouldn't be?
Dr. Stevenson.
I'll speak specifically to the cricket club one. This was just for uniforms for the players. We tend to look at what is the reach of the grant and how broadly it will be picked up by members of the community, and we felt that was incredibly narrow. It didn't have a broad community interest, so it failed in that regard, and certainly could be self-funded by the cricket players themselves. So.
Thank you. Just to conclude my remarks, I will reiterate that I think we can provide as a council opportunities where otherwise they would be onerous or difficult for community organisations to achieve the outcomes that they desire. And for every dollar that council is putting into these community organisations, that's a dollar that those community organisations can spend on other things, which will also benefit the community. So I'd just like to take a moment to broadly reflect on council's, I guess, priorities when it comes to supporting our community and putting the community at the heart of everything we do. Community grants do play an enormous role in developing that sense of identity, that sense of place, and that sense of community. So when push comes to shove, I would certainly support more money to community grants than I would, say, for rates remission for big businesses, as an example. But I thank everyone again, and I wish all the successful applicants the very best. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Cordova. Councillor Grace.
On page 23.9, maybe through you, Mayor, Councillor Bastone may be able to... I'm just looking at the Bruny Island District School, being a small school over there. They're saying community clean-up bins. Some years ago, they had a competition over there when Mr Holloway was here and a young girl designed the penguin and so forth, which has turned out to be very fruitful on the island, but I don't quite understand what...
Yep.
Yeah.
Through you, Mayor, is it okay if
Dr.
I address that?
Yeah.
They were seeking pretty much our standard dual waste bins, you know, the recycling and general waste bins. We felt that that really was... For the school, regardless of their feeling that it was to deal with waste outside school hours. But what we have managed to do is get some advice from Mr. Baldwin around whether we could access cheaper bins. Their quote was quite high, and in fact we do have some bins that might be able to be reused, but I didn't have that information in time for this report, so we'll engage with the school around potentially... providing them these bins that can be reused.
Thank you. When you have that information, would you be able to email the councillors? And we'd be very interested, because they do a lot of work over those children. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Grace. Councillor Midgley, apologies, I overlooked you on the list.
put your microphone on though, please.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, and apologies, Dr. Stevenson, for getting excited about the loaves and fishes. Working in the social services sector, like food and this kind of organisation is such a needed organisation at this time of year, especially, and with the financial expenses for families, so I got a bit excited about that. But also noting as well that on the Saturday the 25th of June at 8 a.m. they are going to be having their event down at Kingston Beach, and councillors can get involved and help raise funds as well themselves for this great organisation, so giving that a bit of a plug. The NAIDOC Week, I note that there is a NAIDOC Week grant, but that actually closes in February. And I'm wondering, Mayor, if perhaps the school association, as I have applied prior to being a councillor, applied for Mayor's discretionary funds. Could this be a Mayor's discretionary fund email that they could perhaps send to you in regards to...
Which one? Sorry, which
one? So the NAIDOC, Turunahai NAIDOC Week celebrations. Would that fit the criteria of the Mayor's discretionary funds if they were to write an email about that? Sorry, not to put you on the spot. Could be considered...
Don't know the answer to that.
We do provide Taruna with funding through the Mayor's Discretionary Fund already for their awards. So I think perhaps, I think the Mayor has a fair bit of latitude, but I think she, you try and spread the love. Yeah. So they do get funding already through the Mayor's Discretionary Fund.
Okay, no worries. I just have applied. And in regards to the community clean-up bins on Bruni Island, I note that I had been in discussion with Mr. Reeve in regards to when I looked at like grant reviews around having sort of targeted grants around specifically around waste, and I can't quite find the email, but there definitely was an email or discussion that we had in regards to that you were going to do a school education program likely, I think that was in August, maybe last year, and perhaps that there would be some amount of funds available to schools to apply for in regards to sort of a theme around waste reduction and projects like that at schools. Well, not specifically a grant, but we had some sort of money.
Mr. Reeve.
Yes, through you, Mayor, that is correct. So we do a school education program at the moment and go around a number of different schools. I'm not so sure whether Bruni is actually in that mix of this at the moment or not. But having said that, yes, we have allowed for a small amount within the KWS budget there to actually provide to support for community groups as well, particularly schools, because obviously we're running that program there. So it may be that they might want to actually approach from that avenue as well in terms of actually trying to fund part of that.
Great. Thank you. I'd be happy to follow that up through you, Dr. Stevenson, if that's okay. And in regards to just the quick response grant, I note that do we get a summary of who's applied for the quick response grant, and generally how's that going?
Dr. Stevenson.
Through you, Mayor. I have provided updates occasionally, but we don't get them in a particular sequence. We have had one since this grant round, which was... now I'm going to worry I get the detail wrong, but it was to support a seniors entertainment program that is travelling around various parts of the municipality, including Bruni and down the channel, and it was just to buy them some bow ties and a clothing rack from memory, so a very modest quick response grant. But I'm happy to look at the last update I provided and circulate something out of session.
Thank you. Councillor Gladewright.
Thank you. I just wanted to find out what happened to the balance, the $5,500, as it get rolled over to the next grant round.
Yes. Dr. Stevenson.
Through you, Mayor. I just alluded to it in the report, but we'll use it for quick response grants.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Councillor Watts.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to ask about item number 16, Edmund Rice Camps. The discussion points were that was not specifically targeted to Kingborough region and include many offsetting and operating costs, and yet the project is to support Kingborough kids, and I'm just wondering what their criteria is for the kids to go, whether they're underprivileged or whatever. And is there any way that they actually fulfil or meet our criteria?
Dr. Stevenson.
Through you, Mayor. We didn't feel this met the criteria. The thrust of the grant application was they would use it to offset any costs related to some participants from Kingborough attending, but in essence it really was just defraying their normal operational costs for that program, and so we didn't feel it met the criteria in that regard. And just to clarify that when we do our assessment, we do rank every application against every criteria to come to these decisions, so it's done in a very objective way, and we try and balance all of the intent of the criteria in coming to these decisions.
Any further speakers? If not, I will ask Councillor Westwood, did you want to sum up? Okay, I'll put the recommendation as printed on page 21, and that is that Council approve the allocation for funding as outlined in the attached table. Moved by Councillor Westwood, seconded by Councillor Cordover. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. We turn now to page 25, notices of motion. Councillor Midgley submitted a notice of motion headed speed limit on Woodbridge Hill Road, and there's an officer's response from Mr Reeve. As seconder. Really exciting. It's like a house auction. Okay, so it's moved by Councillor Midgley and seconded by Councillor Bastone. Councillor Midgley.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. And I'd like to acknowledge, really, Councillor Bastone's work that she has done in the Woodbridge area, and I did chat to her about putting this motion forward as well, and also Councillor Westwood in regards to the Safety Committee work with Woodbridge residents also. And I guess I'm putting this forward because it is a result of conversations at a meeting that Councillor Bastone and I attended at the Woodbridge community about a couple of months ago now, in regards to traffic and speed concerns in their local area. And as we all know where we live, we know our local roads, the community has a lot of concern about Woodbridge Hill Road, and Councillor Bastone and myself have received, you know, photos of near misses and cars off the road and things like that, and so there is a real concern about that. So in developing the motion, I did speak to David Reeve in regards to what to put forward, and also a local community resident has provided a lot of background information that's noted in the report here. The steep and narrow and winding nature of Woodbridge Hill Road, that they believe that it's not suitable for a 90 kilometres per hour speed limit. You'll note that in the recommendation I don't have an actual 70 kilometres to that, noting in the background that there is actually 60 kilometres is what the community would like to see. In conversation with Mr Reeve, if that's okay, Mr Reeve, I can try not to hope, you know, recall what you said in regards to that, but the intention really was to leave it quite open, and the fact that you would be happy to put this forward to the Transport Commission, that if it was, as you've stated in your officer's response, 70 kilometres, that you felt that that would be perhaps a better outcome than actually stating the 60 kilometres. And I don't, through you, Mayor, if Mr Reeve would like to add any more comment to that.
Would you like to say anything, Mr Reeve? Don't feel obliged, but, you know.
Through you, Mayor, I always like to say something. I guess I've made the comment there mainly to give it its best chance of success. Clearly, when we make a submission there, it goes to the Transport Commission there. They get advice from Department of State Growth as to what may be appropriate. They look at the submission based on how it's been addressed by the various standards there. They look at other things like the crash history, community sentiment, all those things in terms of making their decision. And I guess we have a fairly similar road close by there where that speed limit has been reduced to 70 kilometres an hour. So it provides, I guess, a good way of saying, well, that is consistent in terms of what has happened on a road that's quite similar. And I guess gives it the best chance. I think if you actually put forward a lower speed limit there, it probably takes a bit away from the actual submission itself, and I guess that's why we'd be intending to actually put forward 70 kilometres an hour.
Thank you, Mr Reeve. No, any further speakers? Councillor Walsh, and then Councillor Bastone.
Thank you, Mayor. I think for the sake of this getting through and getting some work done by the Transport Commission, the word reduce should be removed and the word review put in its place, because there are concealed driveways and in some areas they might, they being the Transport Commission, may want to keep the road limit as is. In other areas they may well want to drop it below 70, and I think it gives us a far better opportunity. Certainly in our correspondence writing to them we can suggest 70, but I would ask the mover and the seconder whether they would take the word out, reduce, and put review.
Councillor Midgley and Councillor Bastone, as the mover and seconder, are you happy with that proposed amendment?
I'm happy with it, but again, I'd like to seek Mr. Reeve's advice on that particular word, if it makes any difference at all.
Mr. Reeve.
Through you, Mayor. I guess one of the issues with it, it's a council road, so effectively we'll be making a submission to the Transport Commission about that. So it won't actually be the Transport Commission that will be doing the review. They'll be doing more of a review of our submission as compared to not. So it's all in the words, so to speak. But I think it's, if you actually added that in there, you're actually asking them to do a task, which is not the task they'll be doing. They'll be just reviewing our own submission.
Kate, so are you happy with the amendment?
No.
No? No? Okay. Did you, Councillor Wass, the mover and the seconder don't accept the amendment that you've put forward. Did you want to move it as a an actual amendment?
Well, I'm happy to test the water, Mayor, so I'll move that as an amendment. If there's support, great. If there's not, so be it.
Is there a seconder for Councillor Wass's amendment? No. There's no seconder. So we're still on the substantive motion. Are there, Councillor Bastone, I'm up to you.
I just want to add one more thing that isn't here, but I think most of us know. The road is very narrow, and it's too narrow to have a centre white line. And that's part of the problem when you're going around the corners, is there is no indication of how wide and how far out you should go. And the view from the top is absolutely spectacular. And because there is actually nowhere to park at the top to look at the view, people tend to come down the hill and sort of wind a bit all over the road, no centre line, and even during Targa we've had someone come off the road there and die. So it is a very narrow and difficult drive, and I do it a lot.
Thank you, Councillor Bastone. For the speakers for the motion, no, did you want to sum up, Councillor Midgley? Otherwise, I'll put it as printed on the screen that Kingborough Council make a submission to the Transport Commission to reduce the speed limit on Woodbridge Hill Road. Moved by Councillor Midgley, seconded by Councillor Bastone. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. We turn now to page 26, confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session, confirmation of minutes, applications for leave of absence, tender for supply of aggregates, red gravel and other materials, tender for the provision of dry hire plant and machinery, and GM's performance review. Looking for a mover and a seconder. Moved Councillor Fox and seconded Councillor Westwood. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. In accordance with the Kingborough Council meetings, audio recordings, guidelines, policy, recording of the open session of the meeting will now cease. Open session of Council adjourned at 8:05 p.m.